The American Health Care Act caps Medicaid as a fixed dollar block grant. New York State could see a Medicaid cut of about $3 billion. Those who work with people living with developmental disabilities in Western New York say this would seriously harm their ability to serve their clients. People Inc. serves an estimated 12,000 clients, and as Kevin Horrigan, Vice President Public Affairs, points out, the demand is only growing.
In Western New York alone, there's 1,200 people on the wait list for group homes. There's huge numbers of people that are waiting for day programs, and those are programs that people go to during the day to get different services. And we need those Medicaid funds to provide those services.
People Inc. also hosts a medical clinic on Elmwood Avenue. Half the clients served there live with developmental disabilities, while the other half, Horgan explains, are members of the general public.
Our services have expanded there because of the Affordable Care Act and its Medicaid expansion. So people have been coming in to our health center to get healthcare services versus going to the emergency room.
Horrigan says about 90% of their services are currently covered by Medicaid. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.